about black children, black people.
Radio.
Because I think they're really scared. They're scared.
The man you're about to see in here, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
That's why they didn't say anything about I had to the issue to get a resolution.
Oh,
all
right.
16, 19, 400 years. They were ignoring that totally and focusing on a race riot. The mayor 400 years ago. But 400 years ago, mum's the word. But we've got to understand, got to put that mask on our face first.
Yeah, that's right.
We can go and we can hardly survive a broken taillight. And we talking about the border breakers. They broke up their own families, leaving.
They coming. You coming here like that? But I'm gonna tell you, there's a danger going on here. The more you keep black folks from thinking about themselves, now what you got to look up, Mom? I keep telling y'all, because if you saw Biden on TV speaking, you saw him speaking to the Latin Asian coalition. Nobody's looking at that. And if they want to coalesce, that's their business. But the Asians and the Latin have coalesced for economic and political empowerment. Now, who are the Asians? The Asians are the Indians, and these are all the folks who are part of this group, the Indians, the Koreans, and all of the brown people, and they're with the Latin. And their stuff is they're saying that they have more numbers, more power than any other group if they stick together. Now, and then they come back to you and tell you, we are people of color. Come on, let us ride your back. To get here, and then once we get there, we throw you off. That's why you have to leave, whatever that woman name over there in Detroit, who beat this black woman, Mama D. She's kind of like you, strong black woman. They put her in there over this black woman, and this woman is always talking about her country. She never talks about Detroit. In Detroit, she took a seat that John Conyers had. One of his relatives ran for it. A young black woman ran for it, and they put this woman in there who don't give a hoot about Detroit because all her family's got all them Arab stores and stuff over in Detroit. So
we need to get rid of that people of color. It's reverse racism. Everybody's got a color. That cuts our color black out. We got to get that through our heads. They are fighting for their own privileges, giving more rights. I mean, give it more through their privileges than we are through our rights. I'm for the black DACA, 400 years of delayed actions for in-chains arrivals. Forget that childhood arrivals because they're not talking about children anyway. They're talking about...
Well, you heard what Trump said. He's getting rid of birthright, and these folks are going crazy. And why are black folks going crazy about that? Don't they understand the birthright was about slavery? It had nothing to do with nobody else. It was about enslaved people in terms of what was going to go with their children. So he said, we got to relook at this birthright stuff. You see everybody go crazy about that?
No, and then they got the nerve to say, we blacks are the backbone of the Democratic Party. Well, no reparations, no black votes. It's now or never. We got to put ourselves first, not love your neighbor instead of yourself. It's love thy neighbor as thyself. Mm-hmm. But we have just got to take the chains off the brain, and we're having that spiritual succession on Wednesday, just like the South physically seceded to keep our bodies in chains. We've got to spiritually secede from this whole satanic system of subordination and spiritual crime bills. Hope to see you on
5 to 7. I'm going to come out of there for a few minutes. I might try to run through so you get forgiven if I can't stay. Okay, Mama D, thank you. Thank you for calling. Now, also, we got the Sisters Network Chicago chapter is an affiliate chapter of Sister Network of African American Breast Cancer Surviving Organization. It's going to have a neighborhood walk to raise awareness about breast health and health and breast cancer on the 31st of August. That's Saturday. That's next Saturday. And they're going to be leaving Liberty Baptist Church. Do registration at 9 o'clock. Walk begin at 10:30. The health fair open at 11. Registration fee is $25, which includes shirt, lunch, raffle tickets, and door prizes. And they're going to be leaving from Liberty Baptist Church. Okay, let me go back to the phone. Thank you, Mama D. Lance, how you doing, Lance? Lance? Is Lance there? Lance from Boston. Oh, let's come back to Lance. Hendra, how you doing?
Can you hear me?
Now, is this Lance or Henry?
This is Henry.
Hey, Henry. Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, how you doing, sister?
All right.
That's a Revolution Club, that white group of the Revolutionary Communist Party USA. They're going to be having a sidewalk recruitment today on 71st and Bennett, you know, and I advise people not to go.
It's a disgrace. I looked at it, and they got all of the so-called problems we're having, but they're, and they don't believe in God, and they're communists, and they're right in the heart of our community. People are exploiting our pain right now, Henry. We are being exploited because black leadership needs to step up and step out and not let these folks come and exploit us like this.
I stepped in there Tuesday night for one of their meetings, and, you know, they were saying, they were talking about how the black youth are killing each other. It was about 50 of them, you know, and, you know, how bad it was, and they need to teach them how to turn those guns off each other and onto their
friends. Now, what do you fit to black or white?
They're white.
And they're going to tell us what to do again.
Yeah, yeah. It's they had a few token Negroes in there with them, but I told them, you know, white people are dying more than the black youth. The white youth are dying, you know, from opioid overdoses and suicide.
Yeah, they get guns going and shoot up the whole darn school. They take off, but that's not to say what we're doing is correct. What we're doing is incorrect, but they need to go talk to them sick white kids. I used to tell folks all the time, you start in your community and meet me at the river. Don't start in mine.
I told them no group or individual have a monopoly on morality. You know, I wouldn't go out in the white community.
Oh, yeah, they wouldn't let you come out there. You can't even, they're not going to let you. You don't see no black business in Chinatown. You don't see no black business in no little village. No other folks. They're not net that you would go. They won't let you. You go walk before you know it, police all over you. Say, what you doing, young man? Can I help you? You lost?
Yeah. Well, you know, I told them we really don't know who they are. You know, they could be CIA, KKK. You know, they had all their, you know, their little pads and pencils out writing stuff down. But I think mainly they're students and professors just doing research, you know.
Yeah, they're doing research because all the research University of Chicago done. Now, they've given it to the Chicago Police Department. The Chicago Police Department is using all the research now in terms of what they're going to be doing. But, no, they you don't know. But they were not. They are stepping in the middle of a void. They're taking over a void of leadership. That's what that is. Not just that group, and that's where they come with this word now, social activism. And you start using that word, it's for them. It ain't for us. That's why I want somebody to tell me what the hell is a social activist. Thank you, Andy, for calling. Eddie, how you doing? Eddie Reed.
How you doing, Sister Doris?
I'm honored that you called.
I'm honored that you are, that you start the class. On Saturday mornings at 6 a.m., they take a break, and then I pick it back up at 2 p.m. black woman, let me tell you something.
What?
If God made anything better than a black woman, he kept it for himself. But the beauty is a black the beauty is a black woman teaching. I love how you teach from the black woman perspective, and I come on and teach from the black man perspective. Today, and I just wanted to call in to just show my love and respect for you and give you that every chance I get. The other thing, you know, Dr. Carl Bell's memorial service was yesterday.
Yeah, I missed it. I was so hurt because I knew it was once they had it one time, and then they changed the time. And so when I looked up, it was yesterday. Yeah, that was good.
Let me be quick because your audience is waiting. And so today we're going to talk about black mental health. Are black people crazy? Are we living in crazy America? And so we're going to dedicate the show to Dr. Carl Bell.
Well, I hate to. I'll give you my opinion. I think it's a little bit of both. But there's something crazy. I think they've been drinking the Kool-Aid. They're following Jim Jones. Thank you,
Henry. I love you, baby.
I love you, too. You know, we have to be careful, like with this group that Henry just got through talking about. Because I know some folks who died with Jim Jones over there, went over there. Because they said, we're going to take y'all over there. We're going to be living in heaven in glory. And them folks follow Jim Jones. Oh, he put them glass, talking our Cajun. You have to be careful when white folks talk your Cajun. They be around their own folks. They're Cajun. They be around their own folks, and they just talk their own way. They go, y'all, I you go to the mountain to hide? You follow Jim Jones, you see what happened, didn't you? You better stop drinking the Kool-Aid. Lance, how you doing?
Actually, well, my sister, grace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It surely is a pleasure to speak with you once again, and I just want you to know that, you know, the numbers are increasing here in Boston in terms of your listenership. Now, I've written, fired at least two plus emails to Ebony to see if I could go ahead and communicate with you a little bit.
Well, she haven't responded to me. Tell me about it. I'm going to kick her butt. She's been so busy. When did you give her the email, Lance?
But hello?
I'm here.
Okay, but I just want to tell your audience that you speak the truth, and they should put some, you know, high honor on your name because you certainly are worthy of it. And, you know, I just want to – I can't wait until we could – the day comes that we could get you to Boston, but I'm telling you – trying to get these individuals to listen to the show and understand what you are speaking about is a job and a half. But I'm going to continue to reach out to our leadership at the Congressional Black Caucus and see if I could get these individuals, along with many other individuals, to come to class on Saturday. Because believe me, you know, you there's no words that I could express.
Thank you, Lance. I'm going to see what's on that email when I get through with you and see what we can do.
I'm going to fire you another email. Okay. Again, continue to do what you're doing, and I'm going to continue to.
I want you to be on
name.
Hold on. I want Ebony to give you my email number so you can send it to me, too. Ebony's going to give you my email number. Okay, Sid. Ebony's going to give it to you, Lance. Hold on. Ebony, get it. Okay. Anita, how you doing? Give me Anita.
Good morning. How are you?
How you doing from North Carolina? Lance was from Boston. I got calls from all over the country, Boston, North Carolina. Okay, y'all, I'm glad y'all woke this morning. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm all right.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Now, 1619, is that when we were supposed to land? We were landing?
I don't know. I got to do some research. Because, see, okay. I'm not sure, cause I'm not trusting New York Times. And I'm doing research on them because everything came about in New York was part of slavery. I can't totally answer you on that right now.
I just want to say don't forget to include. I think someone told me it took a year or something to get here from Africa. So if that's true, then that's 500 years.
It
but
is.
What,
that's right.
Yeah, without a paycheck.
Well, I'm going to study that, Anita. I got to look at this stuff more closely. That's why I haven't gotten into it yet because, you know, I don't like to bring none of y'all is not correct.
All right, I want to let our black people know that when immigrants are talking, I believe Martin Luther King made sure that it was connected with God, our movement,
mm-hmm.
and I think our people move with God because that's the only way I feel you can get real justice.
Amen.
And when immigrants come over here and they want to accept all these abortions and queers and all this other stuff, I mean, we have to fit that in, but if we move with Martin Luther King, it fits it in a different kind of way. So the immigrants have to wait their turn. They can't just come over here and act like things didn't happen to us and that they can just take the benefits while we sit up here and turn in the skeleton.
Thank you, Anita. Thank you for calling. I tell you, this is really something. Thanks, Anita, for calling. You know what? I'm going to play Young, Gifted, and Black and next in a minute, and the rest of y'all stay online. I'll get you in a minute. You know, Willie going to kill me because I'm being honored tonight, a night at the Cotton Club. Dinner, dancing, jazz, and blues at Wright Night, at the W.A. Walter Nightclub, whatever that is. It's at 4758 Pulaski. They honored a lot of people. Willie Henderson, the big band, it's the Keepers of the Sound Award. And a lot of folks will be at honor tonight. So y'all know I'm going to be tired because I'm going to funerals and everything else. Tickets are on Eventbrite for reserved seating. You can go there. It's today. The 24th from 7 until, y'all. I'm going to go to 7. I got to leave a little early because I need to get some rest. But the Music Industry Institute, the Keepers of the Sound Award, a night at the Cotton Club, August 24th, at the Watra Nightclub for a night of dinner, dance, jazz, and blues. You can get your tickets on ebright.com, a night at the Cotton Club ticket. And that's, thank you for the Ward Keepers of the Sound, Willie Henderson, because he know, Uncle Willie know I try to keep the sound. Willie's one of them great black folks. That music you be hearing, he done directed that music, Tyrone Davis and all of them. They came from that era of great black people. And that's the night at the, let me give you all the address, 47, I never been over there, but I'm going over there tonight, y'all. Willie, if you listen, better save me a parking space. 4758 South Pulaski Road. And a lot of folks are getting awards tonight. Okay. All right. You know what? So funny. We got to say, look, we got to play Donna Hathaway right now. Children are young, they're gifted, and they're black. And I'm coming back to the rest of y'all in a minute. Our children are young, they're gifted, and they're black. And we got to tell them that. Don't be a
oh, what a lovely, precious dream.
This is what you tell your children, right? Some positive stuff in.
Young, gifted.
Yeah!
And black.
Well, that's what you're, hold your head up. You're black. You are somebody. You're doing it for the race. And what that little girl boy said, God made me. God didn't make no job. Yeah. You gotta give kids the spirit. That's the spirit. That's the spirit.
Cause you know.
Yeah.
In this whole wide world, there's a million boys and girls.
Yeah! Woo!
Who are you?
Now, all of America and the diaspora. The rest of the black world is as strong as black America.
I'm black.
When black descendants of enslaved fight, the black world fights. But they got to understand that they'll have more with us than the immigrants.
Oh, yes,
real people from Africa and poor people. This is our country. Descendants of enslaved blacks in America. The diaspora have to understand we're strong, they're stronger. Woo! To the black children.
And black.
Yeah!
We must begin to tell our young.
You can't tell them that nothing. If they get to their black, make sure they get the right education. Take them to church, get some spirituality.
Don't you know?
You can't be gifted without God.
There's a whole
world. You hear that church
thing? Whole world.
That's what I mean about our music. Don't you feel God in that music? Yeah. Let the spirit go.
Haven't you heard the word? Just begun.
When there's a void, boy, somebody steps in, y'all. The devil stepped in. It was a God of spirituality.
Don't you know that the joy?
When there's a void in leadership, other folks step
the
in.
Joy.
Too. Community, black children all around the world, and especially to the descendants of enslaved blacks in America. Tell your children. Don't teach them anger. Anger is destruction. Tell them they're young, they're gifted, they're black.
And they're shown up where
they're. And you got to nurture the gift that God has given us. Do you believe it?
I've been a stronger person.
I know you believe that, brother. Dr. Williams from Maryland. I know you believe it. Don't you believe it, Dr. Williams? Hello, Dr. Williams. Is Dr. Williams?
I am so proud of you and what you do for young boys and girls in education. But before I make my comment, I want to say hello to Alan and to Mama D. They make my day. I listen to them all the time. But back to education. The last time I called, Dorothy, I offered to give some books away, and I'm still giving books away.
Did anybody call?
No.
Okay.
But the book that I want to give away, it's a reading thing. Help your child understand.
I love the books you sent me.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give that book away, and anybody wanting that book, they just have to write Mary Johnson, 01@Verizon.net. Now, having given that book away, helping our young boys and girls, I want to tell your audience, if they want to know about some good books that I have written, other than that, go to Amazon.com and just type in Dr. Eugene Williams Sr. I'm not about selling books. I like to sell ideas. I never wrote books, Dorothy.
Dr. Lee, you're just a great person.
I wrote books to bring about a change.
Well, let me say this, Robert, Dr. Williams, because I want folks to go on and look you up and see who you are. Maybe one day you'll come. Maybe we'll have you one day so people can get a chance to see you.
Tell them to go to my website also, lifteverywhoiceandsing.org. Lifteverywhoiceandsing.org. You can see me and my wife.
Okay. We're going to talk. Thank you, Robert. And I love the books you sent me. Thank you so much. And you say go to Marilyn Johnson 01 Verizon.net to get the book, right? Thank you so much. Sean? Hello, Sean.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was calling because I was listening to your story and how it seems like this immigration thing is they're always jumping on the bandwagon as far as black people. And my situation, I was at the, I was talking to, when they had the story about the young man, the one that got killed at Lakeshore Drive 100 years ago story, and they were talking about how he died and they had the board up. You know, of how he got killed. And in the middle of his board, this is on Lakeshore Drive at the 35th Street Beach, they had an immigrant story right in the middle of this young man's story about what happened to this black young man.
I told you.
And I asked this woman, this revolutionary woman, I asked her, she was sitting there, and she hesitated to even give me the paper. But when I got the paper, I asked her, why is this story right in the middle of this young man's story? And she said, well, you know, you all are both suffering in the same way. I said, no, we're not. I said, these are two different stories. Mm-hmm. I said, I want to know why you will put that story of them. And I'm not taking from what's going on with them.
You ain't got to.
Wrong,
you ain't got to.
Like it's wrong with us.
Yeah.
I said, but I'm wondering, why are you putting their story?
Because
in the
they're using
story.
Our history.
If you want to talk about people being brought over and being killed and hurt and died and raped and all that in the middle of trying to reach a destiny, I said, you could go to Liberia. And talk about that if you want to talk about another story in the middle of this black man's story.
Well, the bottom line is that culture and stuff, we're all the one who culture and language and everything got taken away from. So there's no story like the black man's story. But they know that in order to keep us involved with not keeping our eyes on our prize, we get injected in other stuff so we get off of our prize and get in other folks' mess.
But that's the whole thing. White women are doing that. They're behind this.
Well, the black women. women are joining them. That's what I'm saying. That's the danger.
They're getting black women to join in.
Right.
But this is their idea. This is white women's idea. These are the same people that they got taking over our schools and
uh-huh.
everything.
Yeah.
And that's teaching our children.
Uh-huh.
And all I'm trying to say is I feel sorry for the millennials because when I was out there talking to this woman and I was asking her why is she doing this, because she knows that these are two different stories. That white woman knew the history of black people like Mama D.
Because and the problem is, Sean, I got to go to, we have compassion and love, and they know and they exploit that too.
I know, and they want us to fight, and every fight that happens in America that's bad and hurtful and painful, they want us to help them fight it. But they and they know what's going on with them is wrong too, yes, but they want us
I don't
to
know about that.
Fight, but you don't want to talk about our fight. You don't want to talk about what's going on with us. You don't want to talk about our pain, but you want to always bring us in and hook us in so we'll be a part of helping you fight for somebody else. But
thank
we can't fight for ourselves.
Thank you, Sean.
And that's the pain. And when I got
girl,
to talk
Sean, I
want to
try to. I got to be going in a minute, and I want to try to empty my board. Come on, wrap it up. Sean? Okay, she's...
The woman said, I know that what this young woman is saying is right. And we want to know, why are you doing this? She asked the same question. And another thing, this thing with them trying to jump in now with the China government and all that, that's because they see the China government working with Africa, okay?
Okay, I don't know. Now, well, that's a whole other story. I disagree with you on that. Because what Chinese doing to Africa is a disgrace. I've been over there and I saw it. We'll talk about it next time. Too much. What they're doing in Africa, they're taking over Africa and their resources, and they're worse than Ian Smith. We'll talk about that later. Don't you jump in that. Lewis, how you doing? Lewis? Is Lewis gone? May I speak? Is Lewis gone? Okay. I'm going to deal with that African Chinese stuff later. What the Chinese is doing in Africa is a disgrace. But see, there's Sean, if you're listening, you need to know it's a disgrace what the Chinese is doing in Africa. Because I've been over there. They are taking over Africa. And they're not taking it over for the African people. And what they're really literally doing sharecropping and taking their stuff. Be clear on that. Some dangerous stuff going on in Africa with China. Don't you fool yourself. Weatherspoon.
Bless you.
God bless you.
Black, though, black.
To the bone,
black,
to the bone, to the bone. Black,
we survivor. We are warriors.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving forward, daughter.
Yes, sir.
As a nation of people.
Praise God.
They can't stop us. We multiply.
Yeah, I tell you.
Thank you, daughter.
Thank you, Reverend Weatherspoon. Evan just put up that we need resources, not resources. Okay. All right. How many minutes I got over there? I got, okay, y'all. Okay. Let me reiterate, Reverend Williams, wife, E.R. Williams, senior wife, will be at High Park at South Park Baptist Church today. Wake is 10, the funeral is 11. Also, don't forget to go to over there, Penny going to kill me. Don't forget to tonight. We're going to do you got the power? Okay, because you got the power. Y'all got to know. No more calls, y'all. Okay. Don't forget tonight to today. That we have the, I'm trying to get to it. But anyway, Saturday, you know, next Saturday, the 31st, we got our sister network. Coleman also have her fair today, have her fair at 16th Ward Community Day at Lindblom Park. And also, tonight I'll be at this gathering with Willie Henderson. Today we also have, you got the power. You got the power, you got the power, you got the power, I tell you. I got so much to talk about, y'all, and I ain't got but a few minutes. Don't forget today from 11 to 3, the Complete Health Fair in Hamilton Park, brought to you by Next Level Health. They have family phones, activity-free haircuts, a whole lot of things going on. So make sure that you get over there. That's 513 West 7 in 2nd Street. You get free haircuts, you get everything. Face paint. Do something with the children today. And don't forget about Stephanie Coleman's event, too. Tonight, I said once again that we're going to be at this club. I've never been over there, but I'm going to try and go over and see what it's about, that we'll be honored by Keepers of the Sound Award. Linda Henderson is doing that, Keepers of the Sound Award. Music Industry Institute, Keepers of the Sound Award tonight. The WTRA Nightclub, 47 and Pulaski. Eventbrite.com if you want to go to the ticket. Eventbrite at the Cotton Club, night at the Cotton Club. Okay, I think I got all that in, y'all. I got to go home and try to get ready for Roman Williams' wife's funeral. And I'll see y'all tonight. Anyway, no, black folks, you got the power. Don't give up your power. And your power, keep your power, you got to keep plugging into the power source, which is God. Know who you are. Raise your children. Let them know who they are. Love your children. Education is a terrible thing to waste. And if we don't fight for our children, we have nobody to fight for. Nothing. That's all we're fighting and dying for is the children. Dorothy Wright Tillman, until next week. Until next week. While y'all reading the 1619, and this song is by my son wrote this, Bimma G. Tillman, Reparations Now. Until next week, y'all. Reparation Now, Bimma G. Tillman and the House of Twain, who wrote this song and did this song for his mom when he was fighting for reparations. Bimma G. Tillman, the House of Twain, my baby boy. No, it's not over. We're going to try to play as much as possible. Hey, Dorothy Wright Tillman, see y'all next week.
Brutality in this slavery industry is this nation's foundation of economy. What bothers me is the stripping of language, culture, and religion of African descendants with no restriction. They cut children from my queen's guts to inbreed fear in us. My hands rough, my forefathers' hands, God bless us, forced to be a field hand by another white man. Mr. President, I'm here to represent for mine and for the Africa in which you raped and left behind, draining her natural resources. So to her people pay remorse or feel the force of a former slave. Kidnapped from my land, locked in chains. Brought to a new world to maintain. Hard to survive while my kind's being hanged. Is it over now?
I'm a former slave. I've been shackled and locked in chains. But somehow my soul remains.
Chicago is 1690 WVON, Sherwin, Chicago.
President Emmanuel Macron.
We have some really great things to talk about, and we couldn't ask for better weather or a more beautiful location. Next year we'll be hosting in the United States, so that'll be very, very good. That'll be great. A good job. But so far, so good. The weather is perfect. The guest is fantastic. Everybody's getting along, and people accomplish a lot this weekend, and I look forward to it. Well, thank you for having me.
South Korea said today that North Korea has fired two unidentified projectiles off its east coast. Correspondent David Culber.
These are two short-range ballistic missiles. They shot up at about 15.